Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the evening news. The petition launched on the site L'Affaire du Siècle to file a complaint against the state for climate inaction has broken a record by exceeding 2 million signatures. The organizations that launched this initiative online now say they expect a response from the Prime Minister given the exceptional mobilization and the climate urgency. The action should be brought before the Administrative Court of Paris. Another record was broken. The money raised in support of the police force exceeds tonight 40,000 contributions and amounts to 1 million euros. Several bloggers pointed out unusual activity last night for no apparent reason. This digital commotion is said to be linked to a maintenance operation. The Litchi platform denies any robot attack. The Minister of the Interior condemns the fundraising campaign in support, this time, of Christophe Dettinger. He said that some people are so disoriented that they subsidize brutality and violence. Christophe Dettinger has been placed in custody and will remain so until his judgment on February 13th. The former professional boxer, accused of assaulting two gendarmes in Paris Saturday during the eighth act of the Gilets Jaunes, says he regrets what he did. The Minister of the Interior announced that 60% of road radars have been deteriorated since the beginning of the movement of the Gilets Jaunes. 60% of road radars amounts to nearly 2,000 devices. The court will render its verdict on March 7th in the trial of Cardinal Barbarin for non-denunciation of sexual assault on minors. As a reminder, the prosecution did not request any particular sentence against the priest. And in the United States, the current shutdown is officially the longest ever recorded after reaching the 21st day of political paralysis in the country. All administrations are closed and civil servants are not being paid. President Trump has said he will not attend the World Economic Forum in Davos on January 21st if the shutdown persists. The World Handball Championship kicks off tonight in Germany and Denmark. The French team will be defending a title won 2 years ago in France and will enter the competition tomorrow in Berlin against Brazil. The opening match is taking place right now between Germany and Korea in Berlin. Both teams are in the same group as the French team. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.